Him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, as I am set down with my Father in his throne. How about that? And it's not just in the sense of like, like, you know, at Disney World, you go and you get to sit in, or you put your head through the the wooden cutout of the cowboy, right? And it's like, oh, look it, I'm the cowboy. You know, and it's just your face sticking through there, and then you leave. You know, it's just pretend. No. It's not like the way you may let a 2-year-old maybe sit behind the wheel of a car. No. This is in a much more substantial sense. And what does it mean to walk worthy of that? See, not that these things can be earned. No. That's, God forbid, they cannot, you cannot earn this grace of God. And the gifts, they can't be earned. They're given. But I charge you, I testify, you need to walk worthy. Receive that in faith. Meaning this, believe me that you need that. And I use this as an example in Romans. As Abraham, we are the children of Abraham who walk by faith. And when God makes a promise, like he made to Abraham, at this time shall Sarah have a son. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. And then what happened? Sarah had a son. So when I tell you, you must walk worthy of God, say to yourself, I believe I will walk worthy of God who has called me to his kingdom and glory. Believe it. And if this promise is for you, you will receive the promise. The same way Abraham received his son, Isaac, that God had promised. When we have faith in the promises of God, and those promises are for us, we can be assured that we will receive the fruit of those promises. They're not empty words. They're not vain words. For this cause also, I guess I want to go run. I should probably just do Peter eventually and get this done with. What is this, walk worthy of God who hath called you to his kingdom and glory? What does it take to walk worthy? I'm going to beat this into your skull. I'm going to beat it into my own skull. I'm going to memorize this so I don't have to come back here again and read it to you. I'll just quote it off the top of my head. 1 Peter chapter 1. I'm sorry, 2 Peter chapter 1. See, I need to work on it, right? Listen to this. Grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Receive that through faith. Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith, virtue, to virtue, knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Christ has come as the propitiation of our sins, for the remission of sins that are past. Romans. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. And I'll tell you right, without faith, you can't do these things. But this is that's what it means to walk worthy. We don't know when Christ appears. We talked last time, he says, we're waiting for his son from heaven. You know what? And when he appears, we don't know exactly what we're going to be, but we do know this. That when he shall appear, we're going to be like him. And whether that means you live to the day when Christ returns or you die, you are going to die in righteousness and in faith, so that when you stand up again in that resurrection, you will stand up in righteousness and faith. You know, the faith we have is not something that takes us down an unchanged road where our life, we just kind of wind up not being in hell. No, no, no. When Christ comes to our life, we go in an entirely different direction. Our lives are transformed. Not conformed to the world or conformed to the old way, but transformed by a renewed mind. So that we are the image of Christ in this present world. He's called us to glory. Let us walk worthy of it. There are promises of God for good, and there's promises of God for evil. It says that, hey, the works of the flesh, which are fornication, wickedness, backbiting, etc., whatever, all those things from Galatians chapter 5, every evil work, okay? It's the Apostle Paul, the minister of the New Testament, the Apostle of Grace, as some people like to call him. In Galatians, he says, hey, if you do these things, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why we have to walk worthy. If we aren't walking worthy, really, we're just kidding ourselves about inheriting the kingdom of God. Now, don't take that hard. But take heart, have faith, and it won't be so. Be patient. I suffered long under the corruption of sin, knowing that it was wrong, and living out a Romans 7 kind of life, which is where Romans 7 kind of life is when you know that you shouldn't do things, but you do them anyways. And that is not walking worthy of the gospel of God, because the gospel is greater promises. This gospel is established on better promises than the Old Testament. It's established on a better sacrifice, that of Jesus Christ, our Lord. So, continuing. For this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because they received the word of God, not as man's word, but of the word, that it was really the word of God, and it works effectually. It's active in you who believe. That word I read from 2 Peter chapter 1, the adding, you need to do these things, and if you do that, you will never fall. If you believe that, the word of God, it's working in you effectually. If you don't believe it, it's not. You need to believe it. If you can't believe it, I don't know how you can be a Christian. You must believe.